it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This defense's main challenge might also be its main strength. If you can even begin to put that together. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also happen to offer daily shots. The other two teams in town that I cover, the Penguins and the Pirates. At this time of year, even when there is access, and there's no better access at any point in the football calendar than the NFL draft, to the Steelers executives, to the Steelers coaches, even their assistant and positional coaches, you're not going to get a whole lot in the way of injury updates. That's because a longstanding Mike Tomlin policy, and he will say it this way himself, I'm not required to tell you anything right now, so I'm not going to tell you anything. That said, there have been some clues, and they've been positive clues. Number one, with a bullet, is that Corey Trice Jr. is working out with the team. And by that, I don't just mean in the weight room or wherever, because the team has photographers. The team puts those photographers' work on their official website. And there's Trice. And he looks like he's really getting into it. Out on the field, in the weight room, you name it. Trice was brought up with management over the weekend, and management was like, yeah, he's getting there. They're not going to give you the update. Cole Holcomb also showing up in these pictures. There's a little bit more of an update on him that just basically painted as being where it is that he was expected to be right about now. But every time that happens, and this has now come from Omar Khan's mouth twice, there's a big asterisk attached to it that this was a major injury. Cam Hayward's another one, having had surgery shortly after the season. The first two were knee issues. Cam's was a groin issue. We're talking now about, I don't know how really you would classify Trice. You wouldn't call him a starter, obviously. He's never played a down in the National Football League. But I think between what his draft pedigree was before getting hurt the first time and how excited everybody was about him last summer in the Steelers' fold before he got hurt that day in Latrobe, you gotta say that he's someone who'd be in competition for starting with Donte Jackson, the acquisition from Carolina in the Deontay Johnson trade. So that's three guys right there who could make significant, if varying, differences on the defensive side. But my guy in this discussion is Trice. I love Trice. I also love the impact that Trice had on this fan base for having made basically a couple of decent plays in OTAs. It speaks so loudly to the people who follow this franchise so passionately that Trice could have gotten himself anointed as he did as being the next starter, the bookend guy, bookend rookies with Joey Porter Jr. and everything else, without having really any concept of what he can do in an NFL framework because he's never been in one. And I get that to an extent where it concerns him, because he also was, to reiterate here, someone who fell in the draft and fell quite a way since the Steelers got him in the seventh round because of injury. So if he's healthy and he gives you even just a depth push on that corner opposite JPJ, that's a good thing. If Holcomb is healthy enough to just be able to sub in or out or function as depth, and you've currently got three inside linebackers without necessarily numbering them, but okay, I'll go ahead and number them. Patrick Queen is your one. Peyton Wilson might be your two. Now, I don't know that that's hyping things. There's people who have nothing to do with the Steelers who feel that Wilson might be the best linebacker in the draft, and that he's as plug and play as anybody that they picked up. And if he isn't, I mean, you know, and Landon Roberts is still around. Roberts showed everybody what he's made of and what he can do, especially after both Holcomb and Quan Alexander went down last season. So the defense to me is about health, health, and more health. I didn't even mention, you know, maintenance issues, keeping TJ Watt on the field, keeping Minkah Fitzpatrick on the field. Heck, keeping any and all safeties on the field. Remember how many of those guys went down last season? I don't look at the defense and say, man, if only they could upgrade here or upgrade there. I'm still doing that on the offensive side with the wide receivers, but I'm not doing it on this side of the ball. I'm just not. If I can get 17 games of Minkah and 17 games Deshaun Elliott, I'm okay at center. If I can get Trice onto the field and he becomes what a lot of people had expected all along he'd be, if healthy, I'm not worried there either. And I know it sounds borderline sacrilegious to say you're not worried about inside linebacker, but come on. When's it been like this? How long's it been? When we come back, J1Q.
This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Before we get to J1Q today, I'd like to think we have an open enough relationship here that I can share when I have a bone to pick with you. It's with a whole bunch of you. I'm gonna mess up, okay? That happens. The preparation that goes into this program is exactly zero. I cover the Steelers for a living. I write columns about them. I'm around them all the time. I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't believe in scripting these shows. I wouldn't do it if it were mandated. If you're looking for perfection, if you're looking for somebody reading off a sheet of paper, if you're looking for somebody who sounds robotic or like that AI voice that gets used on all the memes now, go nuts. Subscribe to that guy, okay? I'm not it. This show comes at you from the heart and from no place else. And if I get a name wrong, I don't need to get all kinds of nastiness about it like I got over the last 48 hours. Big deal. If you know anything about my work, you know I take a ton of pride in it. And that includes being accurate. I'm a writer. It's what I do. I write, I edit, I do all this stuff with the written word. When it comes to the spoken word, you'll get whatever it is that I give, okay? This isn't the CBS Evening News, and I'm not Walter Cronkite. Austin Tardiff says, DK, I remember before last year's draft, hearing one of your Daily Shots,
in which you said, and I quote, "I want nothing but beef walking onto the field." Well, DK, for the past couple of years, you got what you wanted. Lots of beef walked onto the field last year and even more this year. I can't say enough positive things about this draft. And I feel like even as much as I gloat about it over the weekend, that it's still not sufficient. Because now I've begun really working my way down from the guys in the top four rounds who I think just floored all of us in terms of not only their ability, where they fell to, but also their potential fit with this football team. And I mentioned Peyton Wilson already, but Roman Wilson ahead of him, coming to you as like a modified, grittier version of Deontay Johnson is just so picture perfect that you feel like you need to write poetry about it. But now I'm starting to go into the later round guys, and they have potential unto themselves that also comes with apparent fits, and that's really, really exciting. But none of it, to your point, is as exciting as the Steelers coming at you offensively as a brand, as an identity, in a way that's intimidating as part of that brand, but also comes with a certainty that's rare in football. If you have the most high-octane pass offense in history, you're going to be able to put up four or five touchdowns through the air. Not many teams can do that. Even now, in this day and age, not many teams can do that. But if you can just pound your way, I keep using the six-yard marker, pound your way for 6 yards on first down, and the Steelers, to their inestimable credit over the final month of the 2023 season, did that. It was first down, Najee this way, 6 yards, Jalen that way, 6 yards. If you can do that on a consistent basis, the rest of the stuff becomes taking candy from a baby. I had this conversation not that long ago with Mason Rudolph. He was, as much as he had to gain from maybe pumping himself up at that time, he was saying himself that what set him and the passing game up for success was that teams had to respect the run. They had to come up to the line of scrimmage. Things that we hadn't been seeing the Steelers' opponents do since Ben's next to last year in the NFL. Even in Ben's last year, they were just coming up and daring the Steelers to run. You had to knock them backward before you did anything else. If you can, with this offense, knock opponents backward, or even just force them to do that, you know, John Harbaugh thing where he says, "I'm not letting them run," so he brings like 19 people into the box. Great. Great. Because now you're playing your game, not theirs. I appreciate the question. I love all of you. I'm not mad. I'm going to make mistakes again. And the Earth will somehow continue rotating on its axis. Let's do this again tomorrow.